George Caleb Bingham's depiction of fur traders on the Missouri River is a work of deceptive simplicity. It is brilliantly composed and executed with delicate, coloristic effects. These qualities give Bingham's most celebrated painting a sense of luminous tranquility, suggesting a moment frozen in time. A trapper quietly paddles a dugout canoe. His young companion, elegantly centered against a mist-veiled island, smiles and reclines casually over his rifle. But there is something disturbing in the trapper's gaze. He stares grimly and directly out of the boat, as though having suddenly turned his head to take note of us. Does he fear an incursion into his silent world? Is he anxious that the viewer, passing by in another vessel, might be a competing trapper or a thief with designs on the pelts he's stashed on the boat? His nightcap-like headpiece makes him seem almost comical, and his gruff demeanor contrasts with the young man's affable, if slightly exotic, countenance. At the time that this was painted, the fur trade had already been industrialized. It was no longer the occupation of loner adventurers. But Bingham wished to satisfy an Eastern clientele's nostalgia for the Wild West. This painting thus represents an aspect of the mythologization of life on the frontier.